USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is trying to figure out a way to get President Biden's infrastructure plan passed. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We had hoped to be able to bring both bills to the floor today. Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request. So today, we hope to pass the BIF and also the rule on Build Back Better with the idea that before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting.
The Senate approved the bill a few weeks ago with a bipartisan majority. President Biden called lawmakers seeking support for both the social spending bill and also the infrastructure package. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden and former Presidents Bush, Obama, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton all attended the funeral for former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell. He was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His son Michael gave a tearful speech remembering his father. The forcible touching case against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The NFL has partially responded to a congressional inquiry over the Washington football team investigation. USA's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The NFL is missing a deadline in the probe looking into the Washington football team. The House Oversight and Reform Committee made the claim Friday, but an NFL spokesman says the league has responded to questions asked by the panel. Brian McCarthy adding relevant documents are being identified in addition to questions about privilege and keeping folks anonymous. The committee is looking into the workplace culture of the NFC East team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A jury in Brunswick, Georgia, has heard opening statements in the murder trial of three white men charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was fatally shot in February of 2020. Glenn County, Georgia prosecutor Linda Dunikowski.
All three of these defendants did everything they did based on assumptions. Not on facts, not on evidence, on assumptions.
35-year-old Travis McMichael's lawyer, Bob Rubin, says the case is really about one thing.
It's about Travis McMichael's duty and responsibility to himself, to his family, and to his neighborhood.
The attorney told the jury at the time that neighborhood was on edge due to multiple burglaries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.